Shedeur Sanders' Saturday in Chicago. 6 of 11 for 79 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, a 39.6 passer rating across three drives from the third quarter on, per Pat Pickens at Athlon Sports. And yet the most important fact of his week points forward, Sanders starts the second preseason game at home against Buffalo next Saturday, with Deshaun Watson slated for the third quarter, per Adam Schefter via Athlon. The outing had both halves of the rookie file in it. The good, a 24-yard completion to Gage Larvadane on his first drive, and a deep ball to Luke Floria that reached the five before the drive stalled scoreless. The bad, the fourth quarter interception, a badly overthrown dig intended for Malachi Corley under pressure from defensive tackle Jaden Loving, picked off by Beanie Bishop Jr. Sanders owned it halfway. The right read, it just slipped. That's what makes me be mad a little bit. Steve Kubica at Browns on SI also charged him with a recovered fumble, two passes tipped at the line, and a fumbled snap, grading the night a C-. Context that may matter, a blister on his throwing hand, which Zach Wasink at Yardbarker reported August 12th may be affecting the competition. Jonathan Peterlin at 92.3. The fan noted the ball won't spiral cleanly with a blister on the throwing hand. And back on August 10th, Sanders and the first unit were benched mid-practice after three pre-snap penalties, per the Dog Pound Daily Camp Tracker. The June preview said the flashes were real and the job was the question, that any optimistic case for Sanders' season was fronting him two things he hadn't earned yet: a second-year step forward and the starting quarterback job, in a genuine competition with Watson that the reporting already leaned against him. We said the camp reps split was the whole thing to watch. That skepticism is what this week fed. Watson started in Chicago, played the entire first half, and per The Athletic, kept pulling ahead in productive situations. Sanders' night added turnovers and operational mistakes to the ledger, with the blister as a live excuse that cuts both ways. It explains the wobble, and it's also another thing standing between him and winning the job now. The competition isn't closed. Todd Monken says, as long as reps are shared, it's a competition. But the queue looks more ordered than it did a week ago. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. We said the job was the question, and warned against banking a step forward that hadn't happened. This week, the step went backward, and the job drifted further off. Next week is his best remaining stage, a start against Buffalo in front of the home crowd. Watch the touchdown to interception arithmetic, the hand, and whether he can run the offense without the pre-snap mess. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.